This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with, once again, Dr. Ann Schubert, a psychologist in the emergency department at the medical center of one of the country's most respected major HMOs. She also works in the hospital and emergency department evaluating psych crisis patients. And Dr. Schubert, thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Oh, it's all my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly welcome. Great to have you back. Looking forward to hearing from you for sure, especially during these times. So you've said that what's happening with the coronavirus can have a very positive effect on relationships. What do you mean by that? Let's kick it off there.
I look at the restrictions for the coronavirus as sort of like an opportunity to weed our relationship garden. So if you think of a dandelion, it starts with a little yellow flower, and we identify it, gee, that's going to be a potential problem. If we don't do anything about it when we see the little yellow flower, then it blooms into this white thing, that this white flower that has all the regerminating seeds in it. So those, I liken that to a relationship. If you don't solve the problem, it'll create more and more. And what's happening now is we're kind of stuck together. And if we don't heal the disagreements and have adventures and do projects and groom our dog or cook, then we are focused on all the problems and we're going to have a miserable time. So do you have a partner who will work with you to make positive changes and discuss it without becoming defensive? Or it's really important that if you don't have one of those, what are you going to do about it? You get to decide, because this is who you're going to live with. And right now, you're stuck. You're stuck with your kids and you're stuck with your partner or your spouse.
Well, I've got to say, a great way to kick things off here today. I like your perspective here. How have you advised your patients to get through this pandemic when they are stuck inside with people who have been problematic to them?
Well, I like to call this re-scripting. So if we're in a difficult situation with our housemates, we have to be able to delineate or express, articulate what is the issue that's causing us a problem here. You may not have any, but we're going to talk about a problem for a minute. So if you don't make an attempt to solve your problems, then you'll have exactly what you have. And I like to call it, as I said, re-scripting. And by that, I mean you have to change how you say the message you want to share. So, for example, if you start communication by saying, like, you never feed the dog on time and that's your job, then the person hearing that's going to automatically be on the defensive. And that doesn't invite solution solving. On the other hand, if you begin communication with an I statement, your message will be received in a better positive manner that invites maybe a solution. So another example, you know, I'm so worried about Fido. Every day around 5 o'clock, he gets frantic for food. Do you have any ideas about how we can calm him down? So that is not a blaming, let's have an argument about it. This is more of a solution-focused problem that you're going to hopefully work on solving. And again, if you're met with resistance at any level, you get to decide if you will take no for an answer and stop nagging and either do the job yourself or delegate it to somebody who's more responsible than the person who has it. However, don't take no from your kids, because if they don't want to do something and you go, oh, you don't want to do it, okay, that's training them to get out of what their responsibility is. And I really hope that people create a consequence, a reward and consequence contract for doing a good job, and frame like feeding the dog as that person's contribution to making your family community run smoothly. And in a corny way, I just want to say, there's more than one way to feed a dog.
Good stuff. And I also like the tips that you expressed as well. That certainly could be a table turner for sure, and switch the script, if you will. Now, you do couples counseling, I understand. Do you see this as an opportunity to heal romantic relationships that have somehow become distant?
Really, it's a great opportunity because, again, you're kind of stuck with each other unless you're locked in your separate rooms doing your work from home. But make this an opportunity to do some problem solving of rather large problems. And I'll give you a true story from a patient of mine. She thought that when she was a passenger and her husband was driving every single trip, she thought she was going to die because she hated the way he drove. On the other hand, he hated the way she drove and would constantly say, no, turn here, no, get in this lane, well, the truck ahead of you, and that made her nuts. So during this time, and this is a fairly new development for this couple, during this time, she sat down with him and she said, you know what, we have to solve this because it's really negatively impacting our relationship. And they did. So they came up with, she's going to drive because he was didn't think he was going to die. He was less scared than she was. And he's going to work while she's driving. And so they've been doing that for about 2 weeks, and it's worked really well. So we have to think outside of the box. We have to enter problem solving without defensiveness. It's not personal. It's about how to solve a problem. And in the process of doing that, it's really important to be respectful of each other.
Certainly appreciate your sharing that. Most helpful for sure. Today we're joined by Dr. Shebert, a psychologist in the emergency department at the medical center of one of the country's most respected major HMOs. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Relationship Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Shebert, many of us are living with stay-at-home orders from our government officials. Any creative ideas for activities that could have or could help family members bond together more?
I do, and I thought of these, but I know that these just aren't my own creation. But if you have kids, little kids, go on treasure hunts. Make it exciting, even in your backyard. Hide stuff and see how many things can be found. Exercise with your family. I have patients who are really bonding with their teenagers because they have this app and they follow the app as a family and it has structured their day. Walk your dog. Your dog will love it. Walk your cat. I hate this. I'll admit this. I have two cats and I have a cat baby buggy that's all netted in. This might be embarrassing, but it's okay with me. And I walk my cats and I love it. And people I pass 6 feet away go, is that a kid? And I go, no, it's two cats. Work in your garden. Use it as a metaphor to solve problems. Weed it, just like you're going to do in your relationships. Confer about what restaurant you want to support by ordering takeout. You know, how can you contribute to this, the solution for this? And I think, again, it's very important to structure your life. It's so tempting to play video games all day or to stay in bed and eat and watch, I don't know, 90-day fiancé. Do something that you feel accomplished because you've done it. And I would like you to really remember this. Video games are not a way of life. If they are, it's time to find something else to do, something that's thought-inspiring. And here's a concept. Read a book and take an online class. I have a patient who just entered an MA program online. She's all excited about it, and she loves the topic that she signed up to take. And do FaceTime with each other. Again, think outside of the box. We are not locked up in a 1 cubic square foot jail cell.
And that is certainly some thankful news right there. You definitely don't want to be in a jail cell, as you had described there. Who wouldn't? And also, on another note, you talked about walking cats. I think, and I know it's another topic for another day, but pets are such a de-stressor. A pet lover and appreciate animals, and they are such a big help as well, and kind of helping us de-stress on a daily basis. Now, Also, any thoughts about how to interact with kids who are accustomed to spending the day at school with their friends and who are now bored and irritated to death?
Oh my gosh, that's such a huge problem. And I find that kids are rarely bored or irritated when they have something interesting to do. And watching TV all day, in my made-up example, is not that interesting. So it's an equally difficult time for parents because we're now in charge of everything. I can't think of anything worse. My kids are all grown. So we're in charge of education and their entertainment and cooking and cleaning the house and doing our job if we work from home. And I can understand why parents of teens and young children feel like on overload. So also we have additional worries on top of that, like how are we going to pay the rent or the car payment and so on and so forth. So we have to look, I think, at our challenges really realistically. And I find dividing them up can help. So if you sit down with your partner, if you are not living alone, if you're living alone with your kids, that's a different topic and you have my empathy. So if you sit down with your partner and divide up the work, maybe the one who teaches teaches and the other does the homework instead of having somebody do everything, because that's exhausting and it will drain your energy. And maybe one of you is in charge of the laundry from start to finish and the other is in charge of making sure the kitchen dishes are done and that it's neat and orderly. But these are agreements that have to be made within the family, within the community. And alternate who cooks and have things like Taco Tuesday or Spaghetti Saturday or Fish Friday. Be creative. Kids and teens, they love to cook and they love to be creative. And plan some fun for yourself. Not your usual fun, but be creative in your fun. Kids love adventures, as I mentioned before. And for younger kids, create those treasure hunts with a reward at the end of the trail. Now, here I have no financial interest in what I'm going to recommend now. There's Amazon. You can buy these. It's called Paint by Sticker. And I use these for my patients who I see who are suffering from anxiety and depression. These are really cool projects to do. So you can... They are templates with stickers, and they're very intricate templates, so you won't be able to think about much else. You will have fun doing these. They come out looking like mosaics. Color, sculpt with clay, learn how to play guitar. I have a neighbor, I'm so fortunate, but he teaches online guitar, and he has so many people who have signed up for taking guitar lessons online. And what else is being taught online? Figure that out with your kids or your teens. Tantalize their imagination. And a critical favor we adults can do for ourselves is to provide our partner with some free time away from you and your kids. Alternate that treat. For example, like I have people donating 2 hours each day to their partner or spouse in which that person can do whatever he or she wants within the restrictions of the coronavirus. That is so appreciated. I also want to just share, I have a couple with teens, 2 boys, and the teens are like, oh, okay, I'll play my video games and I'll do my homework maybe. But this dad went out and found this horrible, dilapidated car, and both of these teens are really interested in mechanics. So he had the car towed, put on the driveway because it doesn't run. And now his 2 boys treasure their time, which is scheduled, to work on the car together, figuring out what's wrong with it. And they're learning their mechanics on YouTube. So they're out there fixing their car with the iPad and the YouTube running. So those are some of my suggestions. Again, if you think only inside the box, you will trap your creativity. And it won't be able to get out.
One thing I totally agree with you on, and it is a big helper, is giving the other time for themselves. That certainly makes a big difference. And really like the perspective and the topic here today, certainly timely. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we wrap things up here today?
Yes, I do. Here's your coronavirus lockdown. It's a time to mend things, relationships, a time to be creative with fun activities, a time to problem solve and weed your relationship garden, and find new ways to love each other and to be thoughtful and kind. Remember when you thought you never had time to do anything other than your work and your house? Well, now you do. So let's be grateful and let's know that this will not last forever.
I like the sounds of that, and it certainly won't be like this forever. Thank you so much, Dr. Schubert, for spending a moment with us here today. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get in touch with you and tap into your resources. Where's the best place online to do so?
Well, I am at drannschiebert.com, S-C-H-I-E-B-E-R-T.com, and there you will see all about my private practice, my books, and anything else that interests you.
Again, folks, that is drannschiebert.com. Dr. Schubert, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
You too. Thank you so much for having me back.
Anytime. Always my pleasure. We've been speaking with Dr. Ann Schubert, a psychologist in the emergency department at the medical center of one of the country's most respected major HMOs. And for further details and for contact, visit drannschiebert.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.